On your morning team show on WSGW, it's 6:40.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know.
With Dave and Pat and Charlie, Mike in for Dave.
I always want to be there, holding your hand, and standing by to catch you.
Listening on 100.5 and 790. WSGW.com. Siri and Alexa 2.
Let me be there in your morning. Let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong and make it right.
I remember when Olivia was country?
Let me take you through that wonderland that only
that was her start,
share.
You know. Just had to take a moment, obviously following up on her death at the age of 73 from yesterday. You're hearing all the musical accompaniments. I did not know, not that I would know everything about Olivia. What did I know about Olivia growing up? I mean, hey, let's face it, as a young man, she was very pretty.
Yes.
And sang beautiful songs.
Uh-huh.
Olivia, Karen Carpenter, in fact, I used to refer to Olivia Newton-John as, I love you, Newton-John. And thousands of other men. Yep. Anyway, that was her first big hit, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be there. 72, was it? I got to look that up now to make sure I've got the right year. I've got it right here. I was just checking on it.
I was going to ask you exactly what year.
73.
73. All right, you were close.
First big hit on the country chart, on the pop chart, on the AC chart.
Right.
What I did not know until I saw this note this morning was apparently in 1974, she beat out Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, and Tanya Tucker to win the Country Music Association Award for Female Vocalist of the Year.
Wow.
Some were not happy because she was from Australia. She was considered an outsider. It says here, Tammy Wynette helped found the Association of Country Entertainers to exclude Newton-John and other outsiders.
Really?
Whoa. Newton-John wrote about this in her book, Don't Stop Believin'. She said she felt terrible, but bad enough not to return the award. And she did thank Dolly and Loretta for standing up for her.
An outsider,
meaning
because she was Australian? Or,
yeah, I think that's what it was. She came outside of the traditional American country circles, and she stepped in and had very quick success. And
right.
So, anyway. And for her family history, did you know that Newton-John's father was an officer and part of the project that took Rudolf Hess into custody during World War II?
No.
How about that?
No idea.
For family ties. And she had she was the youngest of three children. One of her sisters actually was married to her Grease co-star Jeff Conaway from 1980 until their divorce in 1985.
Oh, wow. No idea.
Just fun little Olivia Newton-John stuff for you this morning.
I did like what John Travolta tweeted. I saw that yesterday. Did you get to see what he
said?
I
did not. I know you had something to say.
Yeah, he did. And he said, my dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We will see you down the road, and we will all be together again. Yours from the moment I saw you and forever. You're Danny. You're John. So, remember, he was Danny.
Danny.
So.
Yeah.
And Sandy. So, yeah. And you know what? I did a little just personal research yesterday when I heard that when the news started breaking that she had passed away. I went on YouTube, of course, because I thought, okay, I'm guessing everyone's going to go watch that final scene when her and John Travolta sing "You're the One That I Want" and or, "You're the One That I Love" from Grease, and they had 41 million views. It's up to 43, so I think within just not even 12, yeah, about 12 hours. Yep, that is blowing up and on. I subscribed to Hulu around 7 o'clock last night. The first thing when you turned on Hulu was they said, here, watch Grease. So they made sure that they knew what the people wanted. So, and you know what? That is such a cultural, iconic movie. I mean, it moved you know, it's part of a generation, I would say, for those of anybody who's about, what would you say, 70,
oh,
70 and maybe, I'd say between 70 and 40. I'd say that movie was just on, it's just part of our lives in a way.
And it's, you know, goes generational just because of its overall success and where it stands in the iconic, not just movie, but soundtrack, the songs.
Absolutely.
That live on today.
Absolutely.
Which is why it's nice to know that Olivia will live on with those memories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'll say one thing. I did watch that final scene. There's about a couple times where there's about 30 or so seconds of just one shot. And so what those two are doing with the dancing, with the moving in between all of the different rides and everything as they're singing along and still doing steps with it, pretty impressive. Very impressive still, you know, to watch at this time.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And no doubt more will watch. More will be listening to your songs. And I'm guessing that when we hear into the next couple of weeks of downloads and stats of views and things,
yeah,
it'll be amazing, some of what has been watched and listened to.
And as you already alluded to, you know, I think for a lot of guys and for somebody like me, because I was a bit young, you know, when Physical came out, I was about, I don't know, 6 or 7. But Olivia Newton-John, easily my first celebrity crush. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Easily.
From her innocence of the early 70s into her more, shall we say, some would call it risque.
I guess. I don't know.
By today's standards?
Not really.
No, are you kidding? By today's standards, she was a nun.